Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal, invites you to rocket into the future with
Tom Corbett, Space Cadet.
Stand by to raise ship. Blast off minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
As roaring rockets blast off to distant planets and far-flung stars, we take you to the age of the conquest of space with
Tom Corbett, Space Cadet.
Newly discovered planet Delport, a tropical paradise and rich in mineral wealth, has been officially opened for colonization. And in the most important land rush of the 24th century, 5 rocket ships from Earth race through outer space to stake their claims. Tom Corbett and Astro, as part of the Solar Guard unit policing the land rush, have transferred to a jet boat above the planet's surface. Roger Manning and Captain Strong are in the rocket cruiser Polaris. Together, they will supervise the landing.
Jet boat to Polaris. Jet boat to Polaris. Come in, please.
Polaris here. What's up, Tom?
Just reporting, Roger. The expedition ship Argosy has entered Delport's atmosphere. I can see her in the viewport. She's circling, getting ready to set down.
How about the other ships?
All accounted for. The New World second with the Thespian and the Draco trailing. Thespian's moving up, though.
Okay. By the way, Tom, Captain Strong says, congratulations on the way you and Astro handled that oxygen break on the New World.
Tell him thanks, but the big bow goes to Chatfield of the Thespian. If he hadn't turned his ship back to help us, we wouldn't be here.
I shouldn't have been there to handle it, Junior. Then you wouldn't have needed any help at all.
That's Roger Manning, all mouth and no modesty.
I heard that, you Venusian hillbilly, if you think...
That's all for now, Roger. Astro and I have work to do. We'll get back to you after the landing.
All right, all right.
Astro, try to get a bearing on the Thespian. I want to see if she's into atmosphere yet.
Will do.
Wait a minute. Yep, there she is on the viewer.
Uh-huh. That means the Draco's going to be the last one in.
Now the scramble starts. Once they locate that mineral deposit along the lake, they'll all be after it.
Well, it'll belong to the first one who stakes a claim. Our job is just to keep an eye on it.
And a pretty careful eye. From here on, there's going to be some fancy jockeying for position.
It's already started. Look in the viewer.
Yeah, I see. The Argosy, the Thespian, and the New World are all headed for that spot.
Looks like the Argosy will make it first, though. She's got a fair lead.
Well, they'll all have to start firing their braking rockets any second now. We might as well relax and enjoy the fun.
Not yet, Astro. If there's any rough stuff, we've got to be ready to move in.
I say, Polk. How does it look?
Not so good, Mr. Chatfield. The New World and the Argosy are ahead of us.
Oh, I'd have given anything to have staked out that claim on the lakefront. Beastly luck.
It's time to try my luck. Remember, I'm Lucky Leo. I'm getting there first.
Hold on, Polk. Hold on. We can't head in there now. It's time to start breaking.
And give up the claim? No, sir. We plunge right ahead. That's the one thing they won't expect.
You can't, man. We're liable to cause a 3-ship crash.
They'll get out of the way when they see we mean business.
Jet boat to Thespian.
Better answer your audio, Mr. Chatfield.
Thespian to jet boat. Chatfield here. What's the trouble?
Fire your braking rockets, Chatfield. You're getting too close to the other ship.
All right. We'll take care of it.
Okay.
You heard that, Polk? Fire the braking rockets.
Not yet.
Then get away from those controls. I'm taking
now, over. Now, Chatfield. You make a wrong move, I'll wreck this ship.
You must be space mad. The others won't give you right of way. There'll be a crash.
That's their lookout. If you hadn't played hero, rescued Sutton and his crew, he wouldn't be ahead of us now.
There was no choice. I had to do it.
And I have to do this. I've got a land claim coming, and it's going to be on the lakefront.
But not at the price of crashing another ship.
At any price. Here goes. I'm heading right into that lane, and crash or no crash, I'm getting through.
Fool ship, Tom. What's the matter with Chatfield?
I wish I knew. Let's get him again. Patrol jet calling Thespian. Come in, Thespian.
He's not answering yet.
Thespian, do you read me? Come in, Chatfield.
There he goes, diving right between the New World and the Argosy.
Quick, Galaxy, come on, Astro. We've got to stop it.
Okay, you're the boss. Let's move in.
I'll try the audio again. Patrol jet to Thespian. Veer off, Thespian. That's an order.
They must have gone crazy aboard that ship.
Patrol jet. This is something on the New World. Do something quick. That idiot Chatfield is going to kill us all.
I'm trying to head him off, Sutton. He doesn't answer his audio.
Look out, Corbett. The way he's headed now, he's plunging straight toward you.
That's right, Tom. Hang on. We're going to crash.
We'll return to the exciting adventures of Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, in just a moment. So stand by.
Well, spacemen, the days are getting longer, the weather's getting warmer, and vacation time is right around the corner. Say, you know what that means? Well, it means you'll have more time to do the things you really want to do, to get outdoors and run around with your friends. Of course, it also means you're going to need plenty of food energy. So you ask Mom to get you a package of that wonderful build-up wheat cereal, that swell-tasting cereal, Kellogg's Pep. And remember, when you do that, you're right in line to receive an important piece of official equipment from Space Academy Supply Headquarters. Now, just think of the fun and excitement you'll have wearing a pair of official space goggles. They're made of one sweeping curved piece of clear, colored plastic. You look like a regular space cadet when you wear these space goggles. You like to wear them when you're out on the beach because they help reduce squinting sun glare. And you make these space goggles your standard equipment when you're riding in a car or piloting your bicycle against a heavy wind. Now, here's how you can get your very own pair of official space goggles. Make a note. Take one box top from Kellogg's Pep, 25 cents, and your name and address. One box top from Kellogg's Pep, 25 cents, and your name and address. Send to Kellogg's, Box 346, Battle Creek, Michigan. Repeat. Send to Kellogg's, Box 346, Battle Creek, Michigan. Spacemen, send away today for your official pair of space goggles.
As the spaceships of the expedition rush to lay claim to the richest land on the planet Delport, Tom and Astro in a jet boat police the landing. Seeing the rocket ship Thespian attempts to illegally cut in ahead of its rivals, Tom dives his jet into the jam-up, desperately trying to avoid a three-ship collision. But suddenly, the Thespian, swooping like a huge vulture, bears toward the tiny jet.
The crazy rocket head, he's going to ram us.
I'm trying to pull above him, Astro. I don't know if I can make it.
Why in Jupiter doesn't he fire his braking rockets?
Wait, he is firing them. We're going to clear by the skin of our teeth.
Yeah, but not the Argosy, Tom. Look, trying to veer off. She's gone out of control.
Astro, that ship's in a nosedive straight for the lake.
There she goes, into the water. Tom, the Argosy's gone. Finished. With its entire crew.
Come on, Astro. We've got to make a landing fast.
That's where she went under, Tom. Right off this point.
And no sign of her. No sign at all.
Hold on, Tom. I just caught a flash of metal over beyond that ridge.
Where? Oh, yeah. I see it, too.
Train your scope on it.
Well, let me focus.
Yep.
It's Chatfield's ship, the Thespian, all right.
Okay. What are we waiting for? Let's corner that space rat and tell him the penalty for murder.
The Thespian, but it looks deserted. I guess everybody's out to stake their blood-soaked claim.
Wait a minute, Tom. Somebody's coming out of the forward hatch, climbing down the landing ladder.
It's Chatfield. Chatfield! Halt in the name of the Solar Alliance. Come on, Astro, and keep him covered.
Don't you worry about that.
Thank heavens you've come. Tell me, what happened to the Argosy?
Take his weapon, Astro.
Got it. Tell me, Corbett, what happened?
Isn't murder bad enough without being a hypocrite in the bargain?
Murder? Oh, no.
Oh, yes, Chatfield. The whole crew's dead. Every single man.
Terrible. How very terrible.
Come with us, Chatfield. You're under arrest.
Of course. Now go quietly.
I don't get it. Out in space, you turned back of your own accord to save our lives. Jeopardized your whole position in the race.
Of course. That's the spaceman's code.
Then how could you do this thing?
How could... Just a moment, cadets. As the Thespian's owner, I've got to take responsibility. But you don't think that I, personally... You couldn't think that...
We know exactly what to think. Come along, Chatfield. You can tell it to the solar court.
Just a minute, Astro. Chatfield, what are you trying to say?
Why, that Polk took over the ship.
What? Lucky Leo?
That's right. He ignored my commands completely. Paid no attention when I ordered braking rockets.
Well, that's a pretty thin yarn.
But the truth. And don't forget, you cadets screened Polk, brought him to me to hire.
He's got something there, Astro.
Lucky Leo. Where is he, Chatfield?
How should I know? As soon as we sat down, he headed for the hills to stake a claim.
Astro, we've got to find him.
Right, Tom.
Tell me, cadets, am I at liberty to stake out my own claim?
Not just yet. We'll have to report all this to Captain Strong.
Alas, alas. Is this why I have raced halfway across the universe? To have the prize snatched from me for something which was no fault of mine?
We don't know whose fault it was. Not yet.
But by the time I am cleared, and I am certain I shall be cleared, all the most desirable land will have been claimed.
Sorry, Chatfield, it's out of our hands. This is a decision Captain Strong will have to make.
Clarence calling jet boat. Come in, Tom.
Roger, what's the decision?
That is all I was waiting to hear. Goodbye, all. I'll see you enough.
Any further orders, Roger?
Yeah. Captain Strong wants you to scour the whole Lake District for Polk. When you find him, bring him to the Polaris. The captain wants him.
The captain wants him?
No more than we do, Sonny boy. No more than we do.
Any sign yet, Tom?
That's the fifth party we've spotted, Astro, but no Polk.
Maybe he's not trying for lakeside land.
Sure he is.
Lucky Leo'd go for the jackpot every time.
It could be, but Tom, look there near the top of the ridge. Isn't that somebody staking out a claim?
You're right. Can't tell who, though, even with a view glass. That thick underbrush hides him.
Well, do we put down and investigate?
Uh-huh. That's part of the rich mineral area. And you can be sure of one thing. Where there's wealth, there's Polk. Coming to the summit of the ridge, Astro. He's over this way, I think.
Keep your gun handy. He may put up a fight.
Don't worry. He will.
Look out! Get back! You fall!
Who's that?
Ah!
Tom, look! There's a man falling into the lake!
Well, come on!
And there's Polk running down the side of the ridge.
Polk, stop! In the name of the...
He fell into the lake! I've got to save him!
Polk, wait!
Will you look at that? He's diving off the high ridge!
He'll be killed!
There he goes!
Hurry, Astro! Hurry! We've got to pick up the pieces!
It's no use, Tom. We can't revive Sutton.
I'm afraid you're right, Astro. He's gone.
Poor guy.
How did this happen, Polk?
Just a freak accident, Corbett. I just finished staking out that ridge when I saw Sutton coming.
You mean you had it staked before he arrived?
That's right.
Well, then what?
Well, I was waiting to tell Sutton he was too late. But about 50 yards from me, he missed his footing, started tumbling back toward the ledge. Well, I shouted a warning to him, but it was too late. He went right over into the lake.
We saw you jump in after him.
Too late, though. Boys, I feel pretty awful about this.
It's still pretty lucky for you that you tried just the same.
What do you mean?
Well, Pope, jumping in to save another man's life is going to be a point in your favor when...
Wait a minute. When what?
When Captain Strong tries to find out who's to blame for the crash of the Argosy.
You're out of your mind. Chatfield was in command of the Thespian.
He admits that. He also claims you disobeyed his orders, that you blasted right ahead, so that you're responsible.
Boys, that's the best yarn I've heard in years. And will I punch it full of holes?
Well, you'll get your chance. Captain Strong wants to see you at once.
Lead me to him. Oh, just one thing.
What's that?
I want to make sure of my claim. Covers the lakefront there and the entire ridge.
Okay, you know how to fill out the form. Chatfield, as rocket ship owner, gets 60% and you get 40%.
Boys, that's not quite the situation. I'm claiming a full 100%.
Well, you can't do that. Only ship owners can claim full title.
Yeah, but you see, I happen to be a ship owner.
What?
Well, nothing in the regulations says a man has to come on this his own ship. I came on the Thespian, but I'm owner of the Draco.
The one that came in last?
That's right.
Well, I'll be... Hey, you're a shrewd boy, Polk.
I wonder.
What, Tom?
Astro, I've been adding things up in my mind. See if this makes sense to you.
Sure.
What's all the space gas? If Strong wants to see me, let's go.
This won't take long. Astro, let's say there's a ship owner. He's got a slow ship. He knows it won't be the first one in, so he tries to sign on as a crew member on a faster rocket.
Nothing in the rules against it, boys. Not a thing.
That's right. But the crews are all set. So our man puts on the uniform of a New World crewman, almost kills the pilot of the Thespian, and gets hired in his place.
Space gas, Corbett, you're dreaming.
Go ahead, Tom. Dream some more.
Now he's on the Thespian, but the New World's in the race, too, and she's a fast ship. So you know what he does, Astro?
Listen, Corbett. You better be careful.
What does he do, Tom?
He starts a fire at the spaceport. While everybody's putting it out, he rigs up a bomb aboard the New World, set to blow up while it's in space. Does it add, Astro?
It does, Tom.
Well, add this in, too, space cadets.
It's got a heat ray.
Sometimes it doesn't pay to be so smart, Corbett.
Polk, put away that gun.
Sure. After I've taken care of you two, throw away your guns and start walking toward the lake.
Do as he says, Astro.
That's right. Now walk in front of me to the edge of the water. In 1 minute flat, you'll be dead. And those big red Delport fishes will take it from there.
We'll return to the exciting adventures of Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, in just a moment. So stand by.
Now hear this. Now hear this. The crew of the Hydra. Before blast-off on training flight to Terra Space Station, report to launching platform H-45 for inspection by Captain Hines.
Cadet Campbell, fall out for inspection. Let's see. Your space suit's in order. Communicator belt, check. Electronic telescope, check. But what's this? Where are your space goggles? Cadet, this is serious. You've read your space manual. You know that space goggles are essential equipment for every cadet. I'll have to put you on report for this.
Well, spaceman, that happened a couple of days ago, and that cadet's ears are still burning. You know, the captain had good reason to get mad. He was actually looking after that cadet because space goggles keep a cadet's eyes protected. And when you get your pair of official space goggles, you want to make them your standard equipment. When you're out at the beach, riding your bicycle, or working in your laboratory, these streamlined, curved, one-piece, colored space goggles protect your eyes from the glare of the sun and heavy winds. And, spacemen, it's so easy to get a pair of official space goggles. Just send one box top from Kellogg's Pep, 25 cents, and your name and address. Now, you better write that down. One box top from Kellogg's Pep, 25 cents, and your name and address. Send to this address. Kellogg's, Box 346, Battle Creek, Michigan. Kellogg's, Box 346, Battle Creek, Michigan. Spacemen, send for your official space goggles today, and tomorrow, start off your day the spaceman's way with a build-up wheat cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
On the shore of the huge lake on planet Delport, Tom and Astro finally locate Leo Polk and accuse him of several crimes besides the crash of the rocket ship Argus. Polk draws a gun, and after disarming the two cadets, he orders them to walk before him toward the lake. Knowing that only a moment stands between them and certain death, Tom stalls for time.
You won't escape the Solar Guard, Polk. They'll know you killed us.
You underestimate me, Corbett. I can outsmart them just as I outsmarted you with my story of Sutton's accident. You mean you killed him, too?
And right before our eyes. That was smart, Polk.
Tell us about it.
Sure, why not? You'll never spill it to anyone. I knocked Sutton off that cliff because he got to this claim first. Then I dove into the lake and held him underwater until I was sure he was through.
Very clever.
Yeah, but there's one thing you've overlooked. Captain Strong knows we came to look for you, and he's pretty good at putting two and two together.
He can suspect till Jupiter jumps its orbit, proving it'll be another story. You two will be at the bottom of the lake and in no shape to talk.
Tom, let's take a chance and go for it.
Uh-uh, not yet.
Cut that, you two. All right, this is your finish.
Maybe there's something else you ought to know.
Quit stalling. Turn around now.
I'm not stalling. Polk, while you were boasting about how you killed Sutton, I had the transmitter button pushed down on my belt communicator.
You mean your communicator was broadcasting his confession?
That's a lie. I don't believe it.
You don't? Then listen.
A jet boat.
They heard it, Polk. Heard your confession. They're coming for you.
Who are they?
Captain Strong, of course, and Roger Manning. They're tuned into our communicators all the time.
Coming up fast, right behind.
You're bluffing. I know you're bluffing. That can't be the Polaris jet boat. You were using it.
Okay, then don't turn around. Don't look. But there's a ray gun on the jet, and when it hits you in the back, you'll...
Move, you two, move. You get back there in the shadow of the cliff.
Sorry, that's an order we're not going to take.
Get back or I'll blast you.
Go ahead, fire that weapon, and the next second Strong will burn you to ash.
That can't be from the Polaris.
Why don't you turn around, see for yourself. I can spot the markings from here.
Scared. Really scared. He's turning around.
Not a chance, Astro. Jump him!
Get up! Let me up. Hold him, Tom. I'm getting his last gun. You dirty space scum. I'll show you.
You will, huh? Well, here's something to show you.
Who's lucky now?
Ah, beauty, Tom. Right on the button.
Thank Jupiter for that jet up there, Astro. I wonder who it is.
You mean that whole business with the communicator was a phony?
Just a big bluff. Come on, let's give this guy a welcome. He saved our lives. Hello there.
Corbett. Astro. What are you doing here?
It's Chatfield.
I saw you from the air. I say, isn't that Polk lying on the ground?
It sure is.
What happened?
We're taking him in for murder.
Among other things.
What was he doing here? Staking out a claim?
That's right.
Well... Would a criminal be allowed a claim?
Uh-uh. After what's happened, Polk will be disqualified.
Then all this choice land is going begging?
That's right, sir.
By the Bard of Avon, it's mine, then. I claim it here and now.
No reason why you can't.
Ah, this is the cream of the jest. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first, eh?
It's poetic justice, all right, Mr. Chatfield.
Poetic justice. Ah, yes, 'tis all of that. I'm really at a loss for words. But there must be something of the bond to befit the occasion.
Oh, there is, Mr. Chatfield. How about, all's well that ends well?
Don't miss the next action-packed adventure of Tom Corbett and the Space Cadets. When they work with the Solar Intelligence Corps on Rhea, a moon of Saturn, the satellite of death. Tune in, same time, same station, for the next thrilling interplanetary adventure with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet. Brought to you by Kellogg's Pep. A build-up wheat cereal. Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, starring Frankie Thomas, can also be seen on television and appears in the comic sections of many of America's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and in weekend editions. Featured in the cast were Jan Merlin, Al Markham, and Maurice Tarplin. Today's program was written by Gilbert Braun and directed by Drex Hines. Jackson Beck speaking.
Kellogg's Raisin Bran. Raisins and Bran Flakes, too. They're out of this world. They're out of one package. Kellogg's Raisin Bran. Kellogg's raisins are honeycomb coated to keep them tender. The Bran Flakes crisper. Kellogg's Raisin Bran. Raisins and Bran Flakes, too. They're out of this world. They're out of one package. Kellogg's Raisin Bran. Eat Kellogg's Raisin Bran. Eat Kellogg's Raisin Bran. Eat Kellogg's.